Hello, hello people. My name is Ayomide Fajimi.
And my name is Wansile Atia.
Welcome to A Flight from Africa podcast.
On this journey,
through the lens of all the identities we behold,
we share our stories, our truth,
and how we live our differences.
In the world that taught us being too different, it's now welcome.
So journey with us right here.
On this flight, A Flight from Africa! Hi people, how are you guys doing? I was in the spirit.
I was in the spirit.
Yes. You know it's a worshiping in spirit and in truth, right? So that's really good. Good people. Welcome, welcome. Your girls are back again.
Well, back again. The week is a busybody.
Hey.
Papi.
We can't come from worshiping and saying busybody.
That's true. That's true. Sorry.
Father God.
Carry on. You're covering over this.
Sorry, carry on. But yeah, we're back again. Your favorite girls, your favorite podcast.
Back again.
I'm Wansileya, and I have my girl here.
I already said it's Ayomide. Okay. Ayomide.
I don't know. Ayomide, whatever.
I told you my professor called me Ayomide for 4 years and I didn't correct
him. Okay, Ayomide. You didn't correct him. It's your fault.
For
now.
4 years. No, because the first time this man found my name, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to say, so how do you pronounce your name? This man did not ask me. He just decided to say Ayomide
the whole time.
And I'm too tired. College was so stressful for me to be explaining to this man all the time that he's Ayomide. Till I graduated, girl, this man called me Ayomide. Like confidently, and me too. I was like, I answered him confidently.
Sir.
I don't have energy, but please carry on.
But that's good. Well, we have AMI in the building.
How can I tell you something? Yeah, you too. Ayomide now.
Okay, I'm in the building. Yes, we're back again. We're excited. Thank you guys for your continuous support. We're grateful for it.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
You want to tell them about our latest episode?
Of course. Because let me tell you, these people, we people, we're in friendships we're not supposed to be in.
Wow.
When relationships we're supposed to have sex, bye-bye.
Yep.
When places we're supposed to be setting boundaries. Hallelujah. But, is somebody listening to me today?
Yes.
But, all right, on a more serious note, it was about to let go or to grow. No, in the quest for friendship, is it the kind of ship
that you want to keep?
Amen.
Or that you want to let go?
Amen.
It's a contract though, and that contract can be breached.
Joseph.
So, go listen to it and come back and tell us thank you later. To be honest, you're gonna love it.
Forcing those people.
It's the truth. It's the truth. It will help you a lot.
Yeah,
in some
yeah.
of the decisions that you make when it comes to friendship.
Because
at the end of the day, it's a give and take, okay? It's not just one thing. And the definition of friendship talked about, you know, keeping each other's company, right? It didn't say one-sided. It said both ways. It's a two-way street. Right,
and you also say you can do things together.
Together, yes.
I'm not giving you the freedom to go and be trying things with your best friend.
No, not that type of things we're talking about.
What? How do you know it's not that type of thing? But me, I'm just letting you know. Friend also includes doing things.
Things says together.
Do things. Amen.
Amen.
It says doing things together.
Okay, it's That's a relationship, it. You know, between two or more people. Right.
Is it more for me? Is it two or more for me?
Two like, people.
Why are you making us poor?
But yes, yeah, that's...
And let me use this opportunity to remind those that are not following us on the... They listen to us, but they don't want to give to us. Don't do that. If you are listening to this episode, so just go follow us. You can actually follow a podcast, whether it be Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Just click that plus button and follow us.
Follow Google Podcasts.
Everywhere.
We're everywhere, literally, okay?
Everywhere you listen to your podcast, drop a comment, please. And you've been listening to us all this time. Let other people know how well we're doing because that means so much to us. And follow us on Instagram. Actually, right now, take a screenshot of how you're listening to us, post it on your story, and tag us.
Tag us, and we'll repost it, okay? So keep up with us, okay? Keep up with us. We switch it up. So today, we're going to be talking about various countries, okay? You know, what year our country got gained their independence. What year our country gained their independence. Yes.
I'm sorry. The reason I'm shook right now is because this woman knows this is my weakness, but she decided to bring it on the podcast. Go off.
And then, yeah, one year, our country gained our independence. Okay, we'll just leave it like that.
I feel betrayed, though.
Betrayed?
Yeah. I thought, oh my gosh.
But our country, do you want me to go first?
Of course, you will go first.
Okay, my country again is independent.
Who's your country? You have like Liberia. Seven countries.
So, okay, Liberia. You know, Liberia again, it's independence, 1847, July 26th. Okay. Yes, we gain our independence. There's still an argument. Scholars argue all the time about if it was funded by America. For me, I'm on the side that it wasn't funded. You can find something that was already in existence, okay? But yeah, and actually, to be honest, two of the countries in Africa that wasn't colonized was Ethiopia and Liberia. A lot of people don't know that. We have some people who come and do their stuff from America, and they think they know the history. And they say they have PhD. And they still don't know nothing about Liberia and how everything started and what it was before, you know. People just think Liberia is just that country that the free slave got shipped to. Well, there's more to the country. There's more to Liberia than what meets the eyes. But yes, that's it though. July 26,
1847. Thank you. Thank you very much. Intelligent woman. Thank you.
She's giving something about Nigeria. When did Nigeria gain its independence? Well,
let me tell you, people. Yeah, I can't come out here myself. As you can see, I'm just like everybody. Well, maybe not like everybody else. But
you just
I'm
celebrated
also,
your independence.
Girl, whose independence? Whose? I'm not even allowed to. Don't let me even break it down for you. So, as you can tell, she said I should talk about Nigeria. No, it was not by choice. Just so you guys know, it's by force. And You people already know, I'm like, the rest of the 50% of population, we don't really know details about history. We were not political science major, but some people will not say their name, they were. So, let's get into this.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not shading you.
What year did
Nigeria became a British protectorate?
this girl, I... Okay,
this is not plagiarism, by the way. I'm kind of putting my words in it too.
Paraphrasing?
I'm paraphrasing.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of, a little bit.
Okay.
So it's not complete plagiarism.
Okay, but I see where you're reading it from.
It doesn't matter. You asked me for the information. You didn't say it has to be from my head.
Okay, man, go ahead.
Nigeria became a British protectorate. In 1901. I'm sure that's not when they got their independence, though. I don't know why these people are giving us pre. Go to the right story. The period of... Okay, never mind. They said the period of the British rule lasted until 1960. So Nigeria gained its independence in 1960, October 1st.
Okay, so how...
What else?
That's it. That's fine.
I should say how old.
No, don't worry how old. I didn't say how old, so don't worry.
Calculus was not my strong suit.
All right, people, now you know this is how we are, okay? But that's a little tip there. We'll dive more into it later, you know, as we go on. But definitely. Now, today, people.
You've not told us about your week, though.
Ah, my week. Look, imagine. I'm very to dive into the topic. Can you imagine?
I get it. I get that.
But, okay. So, next, we're just going to talk about our week. You guys know we like to share about our week and see if you can relate to us and also like relate with you too through the comments, right? How was your week, Ayo?
Why are you doing me like that? Why do you like?
I'll go first. So
under the light,
you want to go first?
It's okay. You already asked me.
Okay, ma.
I had to vex a little
Accept
bit.
Accept your blessing.
Why are you making me seem like a bad person? The way you said okay, ma, people would think I'm like.
Lord, she's not a bad person. She's
a
sweetheart.
I'm hard to deal with. Aww.
Yes. So don't listen to the, it's not like that.
Oh, I'm just pushing you to. So
imagine. So how was your week?
My week was great. I have a testimony to share because I have been looking up to God for some things, you know, that I personally wanted myself.
Okay.
So my church had a harvest. So I go to a small church and... You know, for that harvest, I really tried my best and went out of my comfort zone and,
did all I could for God. Even like, because Harvest, you know, you're inviting people to come over and eat.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not that rich to just be hiring people to come wash our dishes and stuff like that. So I stayed there, you know, washed the stuff that people used to eat. And, you know, everybody was just like, oh, wife material, ah, oh, you're working so hard. But it was so less about that.
Yeah.
It was like, I could care less if somebody thought me washing dishes made me anything close to material. Wife material. Yes. And even my pastor, it was just so glad that I could, you know, come through in that way. But the thing is, people don't understand that it was not to make anybody look good. It was not because I wanted to look like a wife material. It was between me and God.
Wow,
it was
hot. That's really
it was
deep.
Cold. It is fall already. I was outside washing the dishes. I was freezing. But my heart was telling God what I really needed because I really wanted that thing. And, you know, a few days later, God doing his things,
yeah.
I got really good news because as I am transitioning out of the, you know, whatever military contract I had going on, I want something else for myself.
Yeah.
But what I got instead is people are just like, that's not possible. They're like, oh, you need to have this, you need to have that. Like the way I got it is so untraditional because it was God's way.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm so grateful to God. So I just wanted to use this opportunity. I know this is not a sermon, but girl, my guy, let me tell you, if you're looking up to God, if you're a believer and you're looking up to God for something, God is true. He's real. Like, it's not because my mom told me to find God. It's because God has shown himself to me in various ways.
Wow, amen.
You know, I don't know what you're looking up to God for. A job, that's nothing. Money, it is the owner of heaven and the earth. The things you want is little in the hands of God. Just, you know, and God has his own time too. Just keep looking unto God. He's going to come through for you. I promise you that if he doesn't, come to this podcast, I'll refund you.
Amen. Wow. You know, when you said that, it just got my mind to the song that say, is it the car, is it the house, or the fame? Mm. I'll give them all to you.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
You know, I'm nothing without you, right? Like, you're all that matters at the end of the day. So that's a really good, that's God's blessing, you know? Is it everything? I'll give them all to you.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we lose track of the fact that he said, I'll supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. His riches, not our riches and glory. His riches in glory, right? So he's going to do that. And he said, put me first.
Yeah.
And all these things else shall be added unto you, right?
That's my, like,
so
my favorite.
So it comes with a whole lot of things. You know, it's not just specific. People think it have to be this. No, God works in mysterious ways. And that should be something we should be grateful for.
Yeah. Know?
So yeah, that's something really great. I'm glad that you shared that.
Yeah, because I wasn't even sure if it was something I was supposed to share, so...
Hey, that's why this is a flight from Africa. You're going to hear our testimony. You're going to hear what we're going through. You're going to hear how God has been faithful. Because at the end of the day, let me tell you, the person that keeps us going is him.
Yes!
So. Yeah.
Tell me about your week, girl.
Hey, my dear, God has been, you know, faithful. I'm grateful to him for his continuous love and support. Because sometimes we have doubts about things like you were saying. You don't think, oh, is this going to happen? But then again, you have to remind yourself that, oh, God is God.
Yes.
You know, he's ageless, he's changeless, right? Because if you think about the song that say, out of the clay you make me to ship in your image and give me your name.
Wow.
You are who you are and your name is ageless, right? So I like that song. And that's why I keep reminding myself, like, okay, the person that I serve is ageless. And if he can form me out of a clay and give me his name in his own image, that's something I should be grateful for. So I was going through like the darkest time. But, you know, I saw a post on Facebook or something that said, you know, you can talk to God, right? I feel like that was talking directly to me. And at the point I was talking about the problems, I was complaining about the problem. I was downhearted about the problem instead of praying to God. And then sometimes I consider myself a praying person, but I realized that I was losing track or interest in praying. So when I saw that you can talk to God, I took my Bible to read, but I still wasn't understanding anything. Right? I got confused. And then I'm like, okay. And then I just didn't want to pray. And then I decided to just say a word of prayer. And then there was some sort of release. Like, the burden that I had on my heart, it just started going away little by little. Right? And then I just got back into my praying habits.
Yeah.
Right? Because he said prayer without season.
Yeah.
So I had to remind myself, okay, when he said prayer without season, that means when I feel like I don't want to talk to him, that's the time I need to talk to him. So that's it. Basically, God has been faithful, you know. There are a lot of no's, but I know he's opening doors, and I'm just happy for it. And I just want to please him at the end of the day. And with faith.
Please him, yeah. Please him, please.
Yes. Okay. So, yeah, that's basically how my week has been, though. Yeah.
I know I'm not the best singer, but Mitch, I was meant to be like you. You kept giving us songs. You know that song? You know you kept giving us, you know that song? But I like your testimony. And I think about it like this, you know. If things are perfect, we will have no reason to share testimonies.
Amen to that.
Because what are our testimonies going to be for? If it's always perfect, there's thanksgiving, there's gratitude. But testimonies are always because, you know, somehow that path switched and God brought it back to where it belongs. Yeah. So, yeah, amen. That's it for the week, guys. Now let's go into today's topic.
Today's topic.
Because there's no topic.
We don't have a topic.
That's
today.
Why I'm the one that is introducing this. Because you'd have said, so let's dive into the topic.
Do we have a topic?
We don't. But we are the topic.
We are the topic.
What are you? Hey! Yeah, we were giving you, because apparently people have questions about personal life. But before we go into your questions for our personal life, we decided to ask ourselves our own questions regarding our personal life. Because I am curious about some things. And I feel like if I ask you behind the scene, it's too much juice. So it would be nice to have it to our listeners' ears.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Oma. I hear you. You ready?
Yes, now give me the first question.
Your first question. So I just had to ask a question. This is basically, I know we talked about friendship recently and all of that.
Oh, girl.
But I just want to know, like, why are you not dating? And why?
I didn't say you was not dating.
No, if you're not dating, why? And if you're dating, why are you dating?
Girl, I have the same question for you. How are you going to do me like that?
Madam,
I have the same question for you. It's so interesting. The last time somebody asked me this question, I was very angry. Because this man was very fine. And he was asking me, oh, are you single? So why are you single? And then I saw a ring on his finger. I was very pissed. Because it was a fine looking man coming to ask me why I'm single just to see a ring on his finger. Yeah. But, you know, because it's you, I won't be as angry.
Yeah.
But I'm not actually, I was going to lie, but I'm not dating, as you all know. I've been single since the beginning of this podcast, and I use every opportunity to on this podcast to ask for a man. Even when we went live on Instagram, I was still asking for a man on our, you know, Instagram live. That's kind of how my life has been. I'm sorry about that. But y'all, okay, let me actually be serious. When I think about the reason I'm not dating, it's more, it's so personal. I don't know how to share it. But it's really because I don't feel ready yet. Because for me, I don't date for fun. I don't know how to date for fun. I date for the sole purpose of marriage. And I know fun is not the only way you date if you're not planning to marry. You can date for so many other reasons. Okay. But for me, the sole reason I come into somebody's life or somebody comes into my life is because I want to have lifelong partnership with them.
Okay.
But I also know I am not ready for that kind of commitment yet. Because okay. I don't know how to half commit. I'm not just committing to date. Once I commit to date with you, I'm committing to also marry with you. But I also know that I am not ready for. And I don't know how to date for somebody for a long time.
Okay.
So because I'm not ready for marriage, I'm not ready for dating.
Okay, that's fair enough.
So, and that's why it's so personal. And that was a
personal decision you made?
Yeah.
Okay, so what, I know you were dating before, so what switch? What was that switching, that moment that you decided to, like, switch it off and say, you know what, I just don't want to do this?
It's funny. First of all, growth, okay. Spirit of God, because, you know, I don't approach dating from a very physical perspective. Mm-mm. I always want the spirit to lead me.
Okay.
So, but, and this is why I'm also saying growth. In the beginning of my dating journey,
yeah.
I just did it because I felt like I was in the age too. Because I met men that were good, that wanted to come into my life. I never really, I don't do any serious reasoning to it. I just say, oh, it's good. It wants to come into my life. Sure. There's no questioning. There's no self-questioning.
If we're compatible, if this is what I want.
Yeah, not a lot of that because I was so young. It's not like I'm going to think about marriage or anything. Okay. We're all trying to just have fun till I met somebody who wanted to date me specifically for marriage. Even at that point, I didn't understand why I needed to leave this person, but I knew we had two different goals and I needed to step back. Okay. But now thinking about it, you know, and growing and being in this space of my life, I know because I am not somebody who wants to just play around with somebody if my intention is not marriage and I'm so not ready for marriage yet. But that decision, I promise you, it can change in the next 2 hours or it could change tomorrow. So because I said right now, in this moment, I am not ready, does not mean tomorrow would come and I would not be ready.
Okay. So that's a possibility, you know, that it can change. And it's fun. I'm glad that you say it's growth because that's one of the things, right? Change, growth, it's all part of the journey, you know. And the fact, I like the fact that you said, you know, it's your relationship with God and you let the Spirit lead. And I think we should do that more often. You know,
okay, I'm not perfect in it. That's why I'm just
telling you. You know that. No, honestly though, like literally.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to play around with it, but it's like I'm so imperfect in that area. I'm also still learning how to let God. It sounds so serious or so little, but it's so tangible and so necessary.
Yeah.
You know, to just invite God. You know, meeting people in the first day, that first encounter, literally talking to God about somebody you're meeting for just a moment. God, why am I meeting this person? What's their essence in my life? What am I supposed to do in their journey? Why do we need to talk beyond this meeting?
Okay.
You know people where you meet girlfriends, guy friends, you exchange number, just committing every single person you meet in God's hand and so that God can direct every other step.
Okay.
So, but anyways, I feel like I've been narrating my own issue too much. We'll never get to the end of the questions, but why are you dating? Because I know you're dating. What's your reason for being... Because I want to learn, actually. I really am curious about this.
Honestly, I can't give you, like, a straight answer to that.
Okay.
Because it wasn't something that I planned.
Okay.
Like you said, I was just dating for dating's sake.
Mm.
I didn't have, like, the whole mindset of, like, oh, I want to get married.
Because
I know I met somebody also, like, before.
Who
taught me marriage. And I'm looking at them like, seriously, I have to go to law school. I have to get my law degree. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
I'll pay your school fees. No, I don't need you to pay my school fees. I was... You know, I have this whole boss mentality and you telling me like marriage did and it came off for me it's like, okay, I'm not enticed by money. I like to make my own money and I'm not enticed by money. So sometimes when people approach me in that way, even if you're a good person, it rubbed me off the wrong way. Because that's not the way I do things when it comes to that. I like to make my own money. I have this mentality that I don't like to depend on men. Or even friends for things. I don't know how to ask somebody for something. I have a problem. I like to help people.
Yeah.
I don't know how to ask for help. And that's the problem that I have. Now, so I knew I was just dating for dating. Like legit. I was just dating for dating. It was like, okay, let me do this dating thing. And even the person I'm dating now, I wasn't even planning on dating them. You know how everybody said they have their spec? That wasn't my spec.
Are you serious?
No, that wasn't the person. No, that wasn't my spec.
Excuse me. I was very picky. Fine, though. Excuse me, oh, I don't mean to offend either the listener or the person that this I'm saying this to.
But no, go ahead. But yeah, I just took the person as a friend. Yeah. Actually, it was just like friendship.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we're friends. Okay, hey, if I'm missing class, can you give me the note through an email? Or we're taking a quiz, can you remind me? Can you give me the note if I come a little bit late or early? You know, like that was the conversation that we had. We didn't have anything beyond that. It was just a normal conversation. I didn't even get his number. That's how this wasn't going to be anything. I didn't see it as anything. I just saw it as like, oh, this is my classmate. I got his email address. To send me information. So I wasn't dating with any purpose. Let me be realistic.
Yeah.
There was no purpose in the dating. It was just like, oh, this is a friend. And then later, we just decided to date. And then, you know, and it just like, oh, this is a, you know, a decent person.
Yeah.
Right? And then I realized that, okay, we have some things in common. Yeah. Right? Because we don't have everything in common. Right? But we have some things in common. I'm like, okay, this is cool. That's interesting. You're driven. I'm driven. You know, law is law. You know, those are some of the things that we connected on.
Okay.
And then later on, I started thinking about dating with purpose. In the process of it, that's when I started saying, you know what, I have to date with purpose. Not just dating because I wanted to date. Because I'm not old, but you're not getting younger by the day either. Right? So I had to say, okay, where is this leading to? You know, And then I also have to be realistic with myself. Like, do I want to still be in this dating, like this whole relationship? Mm-hmm. Or do I want to leave and focus on things? There are certain things I have to do. You know, Paul say we all have torn our flesh. I have to deal with my own demons, right? Mm-hmm. I had to go to God and say, Lord, what is this? You know, if it's not your will, please let it go far away from mm-hmm. me. Let me not even desire this person close yeah. to me. And that's how I had to do it.
Okay.
Right? So sometimes you make mistake, you gain it, but it's not too late. It's not too late to turn away, you know, turn a new leaf mm-hmm. and ask God into it. Right? So I said, God, if it's not, then let this person don't come close to me.
Mm.
It should be it. But we're still here, you know. But now it's more of a purpose-driven relationship. And right now, even though we've been together for a couple of years, I'm still not in the phase where I'm like, I have to get married. You know, because for me personally, marriage is more intentional. I take marriage is a whole nother level for me. Yes. So whole, I feel like it's kind of like something you're in it with God. It's not just you and your partner. The middleman is God,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm thinking about the commitment, all of those things. It's not that I don't want to be committed,
mm-hmm.
but there's some fears, some things that I have to deal with first
mm-hmm.
before I even say marriage,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then we'll talk about babies and all of those things. But yeah, when I started, I wasn't dating for a purpose. Like mm-hmm. you said, I was just dating because I wanted to date.
Yeah.
And you know, I got heartbroken too, so I wanted to pay back. Like legit, that's all. I just want to pay back most of the time. That wow. was it. I didn't have a plan. But then mm-hmm. later in the process, I got a plan. I mm-hmm. spoke to God about what I desire and what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
What I needed also, not just what I wanted. Because I felt like, because this person was not my speck in my mm-hmm. eye. But then I realized that there's certain things that you need that mm-hmm. your speck might not even give you. Because all the people you've been dating, they might they seem like your speck, but they've all been a disappointment.
Right.
Yeah. Oof,
ouch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Acquaintances.
Yeah, acquaintances. Yes. I get you for that. I just, you know, I wanted to make a disclaimer real quick based on what I said before, because I kind of, because it's so funny we're talking about this, because it actually kind of relates to a conversation I just had with my mom and my sister this morning.
And it was what?
It was regarding marriage, because I was talking about school, because I have so much more schools to go. My mom is like, oh, you have all this school, so will you marry? Where will you marry? And I was like, and I get it, because people think I'm not planning for marriage because of the schools that I have to go or these careers that I'm involved in. But for me, it's not because I'm not able to divide my 100%. So for my mom, she thinks the 100% I have is only for one thing at a time. So when I'm in school, she thinks all my 100% is going to be in school. When I have a career, she thinks all my 100% is going to be in a career. But the thing is, women have done it before me. And even though women might not have done it before me, I am able to divide my 100% as necessary in the things that matters to me. So I'm not ready for marriage because I have to go to school. I'm not married for marriage, not because I have a career and beauty, but because I'm just not there yet. I don't feel prepared enough to go into that stage. People have told me many times, like, nobody gets is ready. You know, you just learn
along the way. I get that a lot of the times.
For me, everybody has their own car. Me, I'm not trying to be perfect before. I'm just trying to be ready to a certain level. Okay. You know, it's mental, it's physical, it's financial, it's in so many
spiritual
ways.
Too.
It's hugely spiritual.
Yeah.
Where my spirit has to give me the go ahead. So I'm just giving that disclaimer, because every time I have this conversation, people keep thinking I'm not ready because I have to focus on a specific thing. And aunts and uncles are so supportive. They're like, good job. When you have kids, you can't do school anymore. Focus. I'm like, we're two different people.
Yeah.
I get it. Not that I refuse to learn from people that are older. For them, it's a pressure. And it's not like that's something I'm trying to do as well. I'm just like, I'm sorry, but people can speak for themselves
yeah.
about what works for them. But that doesn't mean it has to be my own guideline. But because you think you had kids, that's why you couldn't have, you know, chase other life goals, does not mean I should live the same life. Like,
the mistake that you made. Not that kids okay. have mistake or... You don't get what I'm trying to say. People say...
Yeah, you don't think somebody else's struggles might be your struggles because your path is so. Different.
I think that is exactly what my point is. Not that I cannot learn from other people's struggle. Of course, kids are a lot. Of course, they take away from your focus and it's a whole different responsibility that can take away from the responsibility that you have. I just feel like we all have different approaches to life. The things that we want to prioritize. For them, they wish they had prioritized career. But that doesn't mean I have to prioritize career in a way that I don't have to invest in relationships.
Okay. I guess sometimes when it's saying that is because relationship is a whole lot. A marriage is a whole lot. Even some of the people who were the strongest, sometimes it's not going to be perfect. Let's just be honest. You're going to, even as a career-driven person, you're still going to have problems in that space too. Mm-hmm. You're still going to have problems because you want to balance being there for your kids, being there for your husband, and also doing your job
yeah.
at the same time. So I get it. I get where the advice is coming from the elders.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so you know what? You can take the good, the bad, and ugly, and then sift it through and see what fits for your situation.
I like that.
Yeah.
You're an intelligent somebody. So my last question, you know, because I really want to ask you a lot of dating and relationship questions. So we probably need to have a new, different podcast yeah. for this. So... I'll just go straight into my life question. So I want you as the woman that you are, you know, mm-hmm. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, your choices. Don't bother me up.
No, for real. I'm not bothering you up. I always learn from you all the time. So I want you to give me a strong life advice. You know, I as a person, mm-hmm. you know, with the times you have been with me, with what you have noticed about me, give me a life advice you know I'll need.
Well, life advice. Imagine, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, guide me.
Give me wisdom.
I pray to give me the wisdom to,
leave
to
say
what he wants, what that he thinks will be good.
That guy is just
but he will tell me what is good for you.
Okay, Holy Spirit, come real quick. Yeah, we need you
please.
Real quick.
wow. Don't try to finish the race that God hasn't started yet, right? Don't try to go to like the finish line when you haven't even started yet. Right, because sometimes we get lost in trying to, you know, do this, finish this, but it's not actually in God's plan. Right, so don't try to like finish something God hasn't even started yet with you, right? Because he's going to take you places, and that's the thing we have to be aware of. Like, he's going to take you places, but it's going to happen on his own time, not on our own time.
Whew.
That's the thing.
Preach.
Right, so
preach.
Yeah, definitely. I know you want to do a lot of stuff in this life. But like you said, I'm glad that you're seeking God and asking him for guidance. But let him guide you to start the race, be it dating, be it family, be it jobs and all those things.
Nice.
So definitely.
God take the wheel.
Jesus take the wheel. God,
no, stop.
Take
why
it
are you
from
using
my
as an opportunity
head.
To sing?
You
but
see,
yeah,
I can
your
sing.
Voice for some reason is different from our first episode. Your voice has gotten a lot better.
Oh my God! Yes, but like literally, let God take the wheel. Let him start the race for you, because when he starts, he's gonna finish it. If you start, you're not gonna finish it. It's the difference, right? So let him start the race for you, and he'll finish the race for you too. So
that's dope. That's powerful.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So my question would be. What is one thing, not one thing, but what is something that you think, you know, that would be useful or helpful to me in my walk with God? Like, what are some of the things that you do, you know, in your life, you know, that is working, that you think if I'm able to apply it also, that would be very helpful for me in my walk with God?
How are you going to do this to me? You know you're the spiritual mama here. You're just gonna be asking me for spiritual guidance.
Yes, but I need spiritual, you know.
But you know, really thinking about that, an advice, I would say seek peace in everything that you do. There's something about peace, girl. I don't want to deviate, like, and I don't want to go too deep, but the moment I started studying on peace from a spiritual context, the day I started getting clearance on the things I wanted to do in life.
Okay.
Because the moment you pursue peace, everything else, it just falls into place. Let your mindset be on peace as you, you know, make life decision and stuff like that.
Okay.
Did I even answer your question?
Yes, peace. I need to find a book
chase
on peace
in everything.
Know. Seek peace. Okay.
Just chase peace. Stay chasing. Okay, I know I don't have a voice, but I was supposed to make up a song. But
okay. Wow, that's good.
I feel like this was such a calm, chill. I didn't get the chance to be dramatic. I always bring drama. You know, I had to be so serious because, you know, spirituality and marriage. Marriage makes me so serious, man.
It is serious. It's an institution between you and God.
And I can't believe we're having conversations about marriage.
And we're not even married. But no, that's not. That should tell you that how am I, like, what we think about it. Because it's not what the world thinks for us. Well, yes, so it's different. It's something. It's a whole nother level. Now, before we go, we just need to have a shout out.
Yes, listen out. You're ordering me. I let them.
Whatever she said.
I'm just saying, how can I forget about that?
Yeah, like
Let's go to our listeners of the week. The people that are just fine. They're finding out. They're special. So apparently, people don't know this is my acting voice. It's not a voice.
It's your what?
I'm just I don't know. I'm just acting. I'm just being dramatic. But somebody said, why do I always talk like that on the podcast? I said, but it's not my real voice.
It's not your voice, though. It's not a real face.
This is not my real face, though.
So, yeah. Listener of the week.
Listener of the week. The first person is Ken Lamilse. Okay, I feel like I wrote it. I'm sorry. I think your name is actually different. But I can't see my own writing. I'm sorry. I think it's Lamilisu or Lamisu. I'm
Ken.
Sorry.
So it's Ken.
Ken. Yeah. You're special now. He came on our live. He said he has listened to all our episodes. So I just thank want to you. Say your head is big. Your head is big anyhow.
Yes. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the support. Thank you for showing us love and win on live also. Yes. Be great, King.
Oh, that's a king right there. Yeah. And the second person, drum roll. Everlasting Young Life. Okay, I have issue with this person. So, Everlasting Young Life. Are you God? Why are you sharing the same name as God? Why is it Everlasting in your name? But I've always had issue with this person. The first moment I saw his name, I said, why is your name Everlasting? Are you God? Why are you trying to share a name with my God? But it's all good.
But he's right. You should have everlasting life. You should not perish. You don't know the Bible verse.
I know. I think I do. But thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the support.
For supporting us. You're special. You are fine. I can tell you're handsome. Do you need a wife? Are you searching?
Single? Okay.
I'm just joking. You can't be taking me seriously. But thank you, though, for the support. I don't know where you're from. I'm thinking if you're Everlasting and you're trying to share a name with God, you're probably American because Americans are weird as fuck. I mean, knowing I'm an American myself and Tia is an American herself.
So maybe, yeah.
Everlasting is an American. Americans be acting like that.
Africans too will do that. You know, we take names.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Crown of grace.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's
mercy
true.
Of kingdoms.
Yeah, sorry. I take it back. You're African. I don't know what part of Africa though, but you're African.
From the continent.
African stuff. Kendo, Ken Lamilse. He said he was Nigerian because he came on live and he put the flag.
Yes.
So he's special. Ninja guy. You're just fine. Do you have a wife? I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's asking serious.
I'm single and searching.
He's
missing a new fine. Like, fine is just the fine. All the skill they need to buy. I say, are you fine?
Are you fine? Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for today. Yeah.
So, let's just pray, people. Our gracious Heavenly Father, King of Glory, we just want to say thank you for this episode. Thank you for today. Thank you for the life that you have given us. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to other people. Thank you for this podcast, Lord. Let your will be done, O God, that your name may be glorified. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen, O people. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.